Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Richard Morris. It's Richard A. Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, address is 271 Carroll, C-A-R-O-L Avenue, P.O. Box 157, Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R, California 96020, phone 530. Sorry, phone 619. ID is XXX XXX9892. Date of birth is 9/14/1976. 45-year-old. Married. Meat cutter / construction engineer. Below that should say Riley's, R-I-L-E-Y, apostrophe S, jerky, J-E-R-K-Y, Greenville, California. Insurance is GHEA. Pharmacy, leave a blank, is addressed to Max Hemming, H-E-M-M-I-N-G, P-A-C, Greenville Rancheria. It would be Greenville Rancheria. Medical Clinic, 408 Main Street, Greenville, California, 95947, phone 530-284-6135. Below that should say Greenville Medical Clinic, 173 Hot Springs Road, Greenville, California, 95947. The fax is 864-8126-UnityHealth. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of moderately severe low back pain. Subparagraph, findings of degenerative lumbar discogenic disease. Symptoms of radiculopathy radiating to the feet bilaterally. Dash aching discomfort, aggravated by daily work activity, improved with rest. Dear Max Hemping and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Richard Morris, who was seen today accompanied by his wife. New paragraph, as you may remember, he already has a history of trochantric bursitis of his left hip, which has been treated with injection therapy successfully, and which may require further evaluation and treatment. New paragraph. He is currently treated for dyslipidemia as well. New paragraph. Recent medications list these vertically. Soma 350 milligrams, AM and PM, lisinopril 20 milligrams, omeprazole 20 milligrams, delayed release, ibuprofen 800 milligrams twice daily, Lipitor 10 milligrams one daily. New paragraph. Lumbar MR imaging with 3D reconstructions completed 2019-2022. at request of Max Hemping, H-E-M-P-I-N-G, revealed mild central canal, comma, right greater than left lateral recess and moderate to severe neurofibrillary stenosis, L3-L4. Moderate central canal lateral recess and severe neurofibrillary stenosis, L4-5 with Evans of edema of the left L4-5 pedicles greater than right, findings suggesting recent injury and bone bruise, mild to moderate neurofibrillary stenosis bilaterally, L5-S1, subparagraph, incidental findings including prominent L4-17mm atypical hemangioma, short-term follow-up suggested, new paragraph. On examination today, Richard demonstrates minimal weakness, minimal if any weakness in the lower extremities on ambulatory and motor hopping examination. New paragraph, he has left hip pain for which further consideration has been identified by pain management with the Sol Unit Clinic. New paragraph. In consideration of his findings of chronic and pain bothers him for his normal industrial activities, comma, the findings of degenerative lumbar disease and neurofibrillary narrowing at multiple levels, and the persistence of his pain, I'm referring him for physical therapy to Seneca Hospital PT, new paragraph. We're also going to refer him to the Sol Unit Clinic for consideration of invasive pain management for his lumbar spine, new paragraph. He should return to the Rancheria for additional treatment by John Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, for his left supratrochanteric bursitis. New paragraph. Today I've given him a prescription for his PT. New paragraph. We are scheduling him for left lower extremity, distal and proximal electrodiagnostic testing, and diagnostic EMG for further consideration. New paragraph, we discussed further evaluation, including surgical consultation for his degenerative lumbar disease. New paragraph, also in a follow-up report when he returns, I respectfully with my professional signature.